Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show, where I welcome Daniel McMillan. And Dan is a registered psychologist and couples therapist, as well as the founder and director of Assured Psychology, a psychology firm based out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And Dan recently has written and released a children's book, Badger and Turtle Face the Storm, which aims at teaching parents, family, and really anyone else willing to read it about an unhelpful pattern that commonly emerges in most relationships. And that's exactly what Dan and I talk about today, that pattern being the pursuer-withdrawer. You may have heard us talk about it in attachment episodes as the anxious-avoidant attachment cycle. And this is first time we've visited this topic in several dozen episodes, and it's always worth checking out. And definitely Dan has a unique and a bit of a different angle on it. If you're not familiar with this pattern, it's going to be new and super informative. And if you already are, Dan has some unique, interesting angles to think about it. He's written a children's book, but the children's book is really for adults, but it's a great reminder for families in general of educating about this, but reminder for ourselves for things such as that we're on the same team as our partner and that any kind of negative cycle can get interrupted. We don't have to go down the path of separation. We all really just want connection and love. And Dan gives us tools to interrupt that cycle and then tools to heal it and get to the underlying issues. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you guys are having a beautiful day or evening or night, whenever you're listening to this and wherever you're listening to this around the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Enjoy today's show. Hi, Dan. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Chase. I'm excited.
Today, we're going to talk about your children's book and more so the contents of it. And I just think this is such a needed and beautiful thing because I talk about it all the time on the show of how we're not taught a lot of relationship skills in school by our families, certainly by the media. And that's why I love doing this podcast and having these discussions. And you've gone ahead as a professional in the field of helping people improve their relationships and made a children's book to help teach families about unhealthy relationship patterns. So can you share with us what led you to start this book, and then we'll dive into its contents?
Sure. I completely agree. We don't learn half of what we need to. I've said the same thing. My stick is, I think when you get pregnant and you go to the physician to confirm it, they should write you a script for 20 couples therapy sessions, no matter what, no matter where your relationship is at, because we, you know, children swim in the waters of their parents' relationship. And that's the tone of their childhood. I was once in a training and the trainer asked a group of therapists, what's the most important relationship a child has? And, you know, they all said the parent, the mom, the dad, the significant attachment figure. And he said, yes. And it's the parents' relationship, the kid's relationship to the parents' relationship. It's the tone in the home. Is there dancing in the kitchen and bum swats, or is there silence and tension? So I didn't answer your question, but it just, I've heard you say that on your podcast, and I completely agree. We need to be teaching attachment styles. We need to be teaching patterns. So the journey of the book, I don't know how brief to make it, but I'm a couples therapist. I'm a psychologist in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and I'm a couples therapist. And I practice a model called emotionally focused couples therapy, which is a kind of the gold standard in couples therapy in my mind. And I'm actually in a training for it right now. I'm hosting it and stepped out at lunch. And I started telling my couples that would come to my office about this pattern. And in Gottman, in EFT, in family systems, they commonly call this a pursue withdrawal pattern. And it never stuck. And then I started telling couples this story, and I'd personalize it by telling this story about I grew up in the country in rural Alberta on a farm, and I always saw these big badger holes with dirt skewed behind them, and I wanted to see those badgers dig them. And I kind of envisioned couples falling into this pattern, which often looks like one partner that gets cued by their fear of disconnection, because connections are survival tools, a packed animal. It's an alarm. You know, we've been surviving as a packed animal for a long time on this planet. We can't survive without it. We're the most helpless mammal born. And it feels disconnection. It moves forward, but it moves forward a bit badger-like sometimes. So that's the badger. A little tooth clawy, often with criticism or anger or pushiness. Not always, sometimes softer, but and then the other partner kind of freaks out and goes into their shell under stress and pulls away, and that's the withdrawer. And you know, under the stress of life, they go in their shell and they're trying to keep things safe and let things blow over, but you know, inadvertently creating abandonment for the badger, and that cues them into further pursuit. So it's a classic pattern, but I start telling it was a badger and a turtle in this story, and I created a video online that did well. And it stuck. Couples still will email me years later and be like, you know what? I was badgering and we got into it, and or I was turtling, and it stuck. And so then I tell it to almost all my couples. So I've been telling for 8-9 years. And then I was at a retreat, and Gabor Mate's wife, I was having lunch with her, and she told me, she's a children's illustrator. She told me that's a children's book, Dan. Like, you should do some of that. So I wrote it and then put it in the desktop and then forgot it for another 3 years. And then this year I just thought I should do something with this and set this out in the world. So I wrote it as a kid's book. And I feel like I'm kind of going on and on, but I wrote it as a children's book for two reasons. One is I'm not very good writer. But most importantly, like statistically, but also my experience was after I had kids, my relationship really suffered. It's hard to say as a couple therapist, but I'm divorced. My first partner and I divorced shortly after having our second child because we just really struggled and couldn't find each other. And even knowing everything, I wasn't able to actually do it. Neither was she for various struggles we had. And I thought, man, this is when kids need their parents' relationship the most. And this is the time when it's so hard. And culturally, pretty much we're on our own. It's just these small packs. We don't have much community anymore. How do I get this message to parents? And I thought, parents aren't reading books. Like, you're exhausted. But as I was reading the same book the 800th time to my daughter, I was thinking, oh, we do read books. We just read children's books. So I thought if I wrote it as a kid's book, it would get in the hands and minds and hearts of parents to begin to understand their relationship. So that's a long-winded story of how this book came to be.
I love it. And yeah, I love that. I'm thinking of, have you read The Boy, The Mole, The Fox, The Horse?
I have not read it yet. I have heard about this. Yeah.
I think I got that right. Well, at any rate, yeah, it's similar. That's super cute. And it's a children's book, but there's like all these little nuggets. And that's more like there's tiny little anecdotes and not necessarily a super common theme throughout, but at any rate, yeah, it's important and it's great because then we could get this into our kids' minds as well. So I want to talk a little bit about this pursuer withdrawer, and you know, I've heard it called like the negative cycle in attachment theory. It's, you know, anxious avoidant. It's definitely a common theme. How do you start with a couple who's clearly in this pattern and breaking it down and helping them stop that cycle?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we can influence what we can see. And once we can influence, we can begin to change it. But until we see it, we really are kind of at the mercy of it. And so the first part with a couple is you do an interview, like you really assess each of them together, but I'll bring a couple in and I'll talk to one, talk to the other, and I'm trying to get a sense of their pattern, this cycle. And I'll get a sense of, okay, so when he shuts down, what do you do? Like, what's that like for you? Oh, I feel totally abandoned. I feel like I'm on my own. Oh, that makes so much sense. Yeah, you feel like you're that little girl who no one saw again. And what happens when you do that? You know, oh, I say like, why don't you help out at all? Like, I'm all alone. Yeah. And then what do you do when she comes across in that way where she's telling you, why don't you help at all? She's kind of got that stern voice I'm hearing. What happens to you? Oh, I don't do enough. So I can't make her happy. So why bother? And then what do? You're feeling like you're not enough. You're helpless. Oh, I try to do my best, but then I just give up, or I just go to the garage and, you know, at the end of the night, I just have 3 beers and go to sleep and repeat. Oh, okay. And when he has 3 beers, what do? So I'm trying to paint them, try to unpack their cycle. And then after, I'll give it back to them, usually using this metaphor, honestly, for adults, because it's a way that both can own it, you know, that you feel so alone. And so you kind of move into this energy that comes forward to let them know you're alone and not okay. But it, you know, he's saying it's a bit harsh, it's a bit critical. And you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't get anything right. I'm just not enough for her. And then you kind of pull back, you kind of withdraw, you appease. And sometimes you get mad, but mostly you pull back into doing things or into work or, I just try to give them first. It doesn't create change yet, but it gives them a map of what not to do. I want them to side beside each other and say, let's not do this thing. I don't know what to do, but I don't want to do that thing. And then the process of therapy, good therapy, is changing how they bond. But that's the start. Yeah. And that's my hope in these characters, is it makes it light and easy to digest.
I want to touch on what you just said of recognizing the pattern, coming into awareness and saying, like, I don't know what to do, but I don't want to go down this path. And when I first became aware of a negative cycle that I was having in a previous relationship, that's what I did. And that alone was helpful. It's like, look, I don't know exactly what we need to do. We don't need to talk it out necessarily. You're right, I'm right. It's like, let's just not continue. It's a bit oversimplified, but that was helpful. And just rather than someone says something hurtful, now you have even more to prepare, or it's just this spiral, right? And I'm not saying we don't want to get to the underlying causes and some deeper healing, but I think that's just such a great place to start, is recognizing we're going down this path and saying, no, let's not do that. What do we both want? We both want to feel loved and connected. And yeah, we got some things to talk about, but let's go for a walk. I find that interrupter is alone super important.
Yeah. I mean, all the pursuers listening are probably like, no, you're just going to say that and never come back or never, right? Like, it's important. So I think I like what you said, like, about going for a walk or staying connected. But yeah, like, it's essentially turning it from it's your fault or it's my fault, because usually a pattern's full of blame for the other and blame for yourself, into like, we love each other, we're bonded, but this thing is between us. How do we fix this thing between us? You know, Suze Johnson often calls it a tornado, a dragon. Like, it's really externalizing the problem so you can find each other. Honestly, some couples, when they come in the brink of divorce, what I join them over is the fact that they both feel like they're on the brink of divorce. They had that common experience. So let's pair up on that, like, as like a way to not feel alone.
So a couple can work to a place of externalizing the problem. And we talked about, you know, taking a break. I do think that is so valuable in these moments, and they're going to occur. It doesn't have to be as big as divorce. It could just be a tiny negative cycle, but just saying, hey, let's stop. But then over time, we want to get to the underlying root and address the problem. What is a place to start in doing that?
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. After a decade of hosting this podcast and talking to hundreds of experts, we know that money is one of the biggest stressors in relationships. Now, while worrying about money and anxiously awaiting payday doesn't help, Earnin actually does, by putting the money you earn in your hands today. Our sponsor, Earnin, is an app that gives you access to your pay-as-you-work up to $100 a day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an additional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Many couples end up fighting about finances, especially when surprise costs arise. Earnin allows you to seamlessly deal with the unexpected trip to the vet or that splurge on date night without the added stress, letting you both focus on what really matters. Earnin is helping millions of Americans feel self-sufficient and to worry and fight less about money. All of this without debt traps, mandatory fees, or credit checks. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in relationship advice under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's relationship advice under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Women's health, especially PMS and perimenopause, has been one of those chronically neglected areas when it comes to research and solutions. Thankfully, we have today's sponsor, Happy Mammoth. Our sponsor, Happy Mammoth, saw that there were no effective nature-inspired solutions to these issues. So they made one. Estrocontrol. Relationship advice listeners can now get 15% off your entire order on happymammoth.com with our promo code IDO at checkout. Estrocontrol contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health. The way Estrocontrol eases PMS is pretty interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that is where all of our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, some women may start having PMS symptoms, like spots on the skin, cravings, and feeling low all of a sudden. Estrocontrol was created to help women feel like themselves throughout the whole month. Estrocontrol is made especially for women who are premenopausal. It's really great for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS becomes really rough. I personally struggle from PMS firsthand, from super discomfort to just not feeling like myself. PMS has put me through the ringer time and time again, and I know it's not just me. I've seen my relationship suffer in those times when PMS takes over. Estrocontrol works to relieve many of those consuming PMS symptoms, helping us regain control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with a promo code IDO at checkout. That's Happy Mammoth, MAMMOTH.com, and use the promo code IDO for 15% off your first order.
I think the simplest, because really what matters isn't complicated, but it's difficult, is to speak your defense and then try to speak what's below it. So for me, I'm a natural turtle. I'm a natural withdrawer. And I tend to find partners that are natural badgers or pursuers, which is the comic dynamic. Although my partner right now is kind of like a turtle too. So that's interesting. We take turns on who's what. But like, honestly, a starting place can be, hey, I really feel like shutting down, or I'm numb right now, or I really want to pull away because I'm just don't know what else to do. Or for her, or for the badger, and I don't mean to make it gendered, there's a statistical split, but it's not always, and same-sex relationships show the same patterns. But for the badger or the pursuer, you know, I'm just like frantic, or I'm scared, or I'm angry. Like when you're able to name something and name an emotion, naming a pattern, you are stepping outside of it a little bit. And then what's below, trying your best to speak the vulnerability, driving the defense, which is easy to say, very hard to do in those moments. Yeah. It's kind of a choice to connection to be that vulnerable. And it's the very most hardest, terrifying thing, because you have that defense for a reason. You know, you've been hurt in this way for a reason. Or not for a reason, but you defend that hurt for a good reason. So it's so hard to not do what you want to do and either shell up or attack.
I love specific dialogue prompts because it is important of exactly what you say and how you communicate. And to me, as someone who self-identifies as a pursuer, it feels really good to know if, whether it's a partner or a friend, if we're trying to work something out, it's like, hey, this is important to me. I want to come back to this, but let's take a break, or I'm really busy right now. And so it's acknowledging that it's important. Or it could be, they could say, if they're a turtle, they're like, hey, I feel like I'm shutting down, but this is important to me. I'm still here, and let's circle back, and having a time to come back to it, whether it's let's come back to this later today, tomorrow, at the end of the week. To me, for any pursuers out there, and I'd love to hear your opinion, but I've heard this before, that's super valuable. And then it's like you can kind of relax a little bit. Still might be anxious, want to pursue, but it's like, okay, I can wait until tomorrow for that conversation. And they think it's important. They want to have it with me.
Yeah, it's essentially, the pursuer is terrified that they're going to be abandoned. So when someone says, I'm so hurt, or I'm numb, or I'm coming back, there's like a little relief in, okay, you're not leaving. You know, and their fear keeps getting realized by their withdrawing partners who feel like they emotionally abandoned them. And the withdrawer, the turtle's fear really, or their need is about safety, which keeps getting realized that it's not safe when the pursuer escalates. Often pursuers are made out to be the bad guy because they escalate, and withdrawers seem calm and reasonable, but they're escalating because you need some connection in a relationship. If they didn't do it, it would die. But you also need safety. So essentially both are holding these two most core elements, I believe, are connection and safety. The pursuer holds the connection a lot of times in disconnect, and the withdrawer holds the safety. And so when the withdrawer can do that, you're trying to offer each other the opposite. So when the withdrawer can say, I'm not leaving for long, it kind of recognizes the fear of abandonment in their partner. When the pursuer can soften or lower their claws, it creates more safety. And I know breaks are touted in like a lot of the couples therapy, but I'm not a huge fan of breaks. I'm okay in stage one in the early parts of couples therapy, but I think it actually asks a lot of the pursuer. You know, even if it's I'll be back and there's some relief, it is still them waiting for their needs to be met. Ideally, with time, the end goal of couples therapy is that the withdrawer can stay present. And being present doesn't mean you're not shut down or numb, but it's saying I'm numb or I'm shut down right now. That's actually being present with your numbness. That's being present with your emotions. Numb is a feeling. Great. Rockstar. And the pursuer being softer. That's the goal. That's the end game.
Going back to this image in my mind's eye of your book, and so I'm thinking of, I haven't read the book, but this dynamic. So in the book, when the story plays out that the pursuer and withdrawer are getting towards more of a better pattern, what exactly are some of the next steps of integrating this and making it less of a thing? Because to someone listening, you know, I remember for myself, when it's new and you understand this pattern, it's really exciting, but it's also like then a lot of focus goes to the pattern and fixing it. What are some tools for someone that's recognizing this pattern, they start to implement it, to continue to do it well?
Yeah. It's so hard to do it well, right? Like there's so much good information, but then implementing the information, I sometimes picture, I'm at this training and I had this image of like couples, like we are kind of like standing in the front of the gym and the reception desk being like, how do I work out better? And the reception person keeps pointing at the gym, like, go in there and do that. And they're like, no. They go in for a few minutes, come up like, but how do I do it? How do I get in shape? And like, go back in and do it. Like, so I mean, it really is about like inviting your partner into this intentional way of being, and knowing you're not going to get it right all the time. So in the book, you know, the badger is trying to like really quickly, they're walking, holding hands. They're in love. They're, you know, I live in the foothills of the mountains. So they're like kind of in these foothills, there's sun shining, birds are chirping. And to me, that was supposed to be representing the start or when the relationship's good. And then a big nasty storm rolls in. Here we can get these occasional storms coming off the mounds that have really big hail. So like a golf ball, sometimes even baseball size hail, which just wreak havoc. And so this storm rolls in and they get scared. They get stressed, which to me is life stress. Like the birth of a child, you know, a parent dying, a new job, losing job. Like, and so this storm rolls in and they both do what they habitually do. The turtle drops down to the ground, digs himself a little hole and goes in a shell. You know, he just wants to let the storm blow over. He wants everything to be okay. The badger reaches out for her friend turtle. And where is he? Like, this little bugger's in the ground in his shell. And it sure looks like he's cozy in there. And she's out there all on her own. So she's terrified. So she does what badgers do. She drops down on the ground, starts digging him out of his shell. The more she digs, the scarier looks for the turtle. So the further he pulls back. Now, occasionally, you know, all turtles will eventually snap a little bit, like snapping turtles. He might come out for a chomp or two, but his main energy is retreat. The more he retreats, the lonelier she feels. So in the book, they do this. And this is what I used to tell couples. And like, they would nod, like, you're nodding, like, yeah, like, I'm out here on my own. Or, yeah, it's terrifying. Why are they leave? Like, why are they scratching at my shell? Like, I'm not hurting anyone. And eventually they realize this isn't helping. So they stop. You know, badger lowers her claws and says, like, I'm out here on my own, turtle. I'm like scared. And turtle says, I'm scared too. Like, I'm sorry I left you alone, but I didn't know what else to do. Like, you're scaring me too. And he comes out of his shell and they face the storm together. And then I had to make up an ending because in couples therapy, I don't have to make up an ending. I describe the problem and then we do the ending over 6 months or 8 months, 10 months, whatever. But for a book, I did. So in the book, then Badger uses her digging to create a little hole and Turtle uses shell to block the door for the hole and they wait out the storm together. It's less metaphorical, is more just that they do it together because we are not built to solve all life problems. Most of the hardships of life, we can't fix. You can't fix death, illness, all illness. Like, we will all get ill and die. Everyone we know around us, the hardest things in life, the only thing we can do is face them together. And it's deeply wired in us as mammals to do that. That's our pack strategy, our survival strategy. That's why Harvard released that longitudinal study that shows it's the best predictor of your mortality, because your cortisol, your norepinephrine, like all your chemicals relax because you feel safe when you're together, even when life's hard. So that was my hope, is that parents realize under the stress at any time, and kids learn the lesson, but particularly under the stress of having kids in today's world, that they might be losing each other a little bit, and that they might be falling into these patterns, and to find each other again.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. Hey, Love Tribe. I just want to ask you a few questions. I want to know why you guys are here. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner? Do you want to feel truly heard? Are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? And let's not forget about the fun. Do you long for those fun, giggly moments at the beginning of your relationship? Over the last decade of hosting this podcast with Chase, these have been our top questions. And we get it. We've been there. And that's why we created Spark My Relationship course, because we wanted to put the tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. So we're offering this course, Spark My Relationship, for only $100 until April 6th. In less than 90 days, this self-paced course will help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner, all while having fun doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 psychologists and therapists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. This offer is only going to last until Saturday, April 6th. So head on over to our website, sparkmyrelationship.com, and use the code FLASH24 at checkout to get the course for only $100. That's nearly 60% off, and it won't last. The sale ends April 6th. That's sparkmyrelationship.com, and use the code FLASH24 to get our course for only $100.
I love that that's the ending, and I love that point. It's been a while since we mentioned it on the podcast, but that we need to remember we're on the same team, because when we get stuck in these patterns of who's right, who's wrong, or our childhood trauma, you name it, we forget that. And to me, coupled with that bringing back and stopping the negative pattern of saying, hey, I don't know what to do, but let's not go down this path. And with that also going, reminding each other, and we're on the same team. We both want love and connection.
Yeah. Like for me as a turtle, I have to be accountable to my withdrawal. So I have to recognize, you know, like I used to not think that hurt anyone because I wasn't calling names or yelling or slamming doors. Right. So I try to stay present. And when I can't, it's very rarely I can now. Then I do describe when I'll be back, but I speak my truth, which is about being overwhelmed and numb or shut down. And that's actually being present. And if my partner, that softens my partner, and then I don't leave. Like I haven't had to turtle a long time, but I will at certain times. So yeah, you remind me of one of my favorite quotes, and it's by Ram Dass. It says, we are all walking each other home. And yeah, that you can choose to be right, or you can choose for connection. So I choose connection, figure out the right and wrong later.
Yeah, I love it. Well, before we go, I want to ask you, because we're both fathers and I know we have lots of parents listening. How has this been received by, you have two daughters under 10, like what kind of messages are they taking away? I'm excited to get a hold of this and read it to my 8-year-old.
Yeah, they love it. Especially their favorite part is the dedication is to them. So they feel like celebrities because the school that they go to, you know, put in their library and like they read in school and stuff. So I think they just like that. And honestly, for me, because I see myself as a psychologist, not an author, it was a hugely heartwarming thing how proud they were of me. It was really touching. So to me, that's worth the effort in self. Yeah, I don't know. I would love to say, oh, they identify when they fall in these patterns and stuff. No, they don't. But they are pretty good at naming their feelings and talking about what's happening for them. They're getting better and better. And I, as a dad, have to increase my capacity to do that along with them. My one daughter is so articulate. At age 5, I gave her heck for something, and she turned to me and said, "Dad, you're shaming me." And oh my God, I fell apart and said, "Oh, am I what?" And she wasn't doing manipulatively. She genuinely, that's how she felt. So I had to adjust my tone about when I was approaching that issue. So they've been really excited about it. I think more for the fact that it exists than for the message, but they've also heard it for so long that maybe like they've probably read it 50, 60 times, right?
Yeah. And we're just trying to figure this out as adults. So kids aren't going to be like, "Oh yeah, that's right. I'm doing the negative pattern." But I think it's just so great to have it in their worldview. And I think that maybe as a kid, you think of it, it's this cute story and it's exciting. And then as you start to gain emotional intelligence and just the brain's capacity to even think in those ways, then the story is going to kind of embody a different meaning and deeper, and it can be beautiful. And I mentioned that other book earlier, and it's like, yeah, Stella likes the book, but I don't think she's taking away. I know she's not taking away the same deeper, profound meanings there, but I'm sure a child psychologist could break down the exact mechanisms that are going on, but it can't hurt. And I think it's great.
It becomes part of their normalized world, right?
Like, yes.
So you're exactly right. When they're teenagers and they're dating, I really hope that there's some sense of this, and it's just a normal now part of their understanding of the world, which is full circle what we were saying. Like, you can teach something once, you know, you can learn a softened startup. Do you use that when you're really upset? Like, you have to, like, again and again and again and again, it has to be lived. You have to breathe it in every single day until it sinks in your bones. And so that is my hope, is a tiny, tiny, tiny piece into the world that maybe it becomes normalized in families. And honestly, the inspiration, like you've referenced that book, There's No Such Thing as Dragons. I hadn't read that since I was a kid, and I read it to my kids. And I was like, oh my God, like this is profound. Like it hit me. They don't know. They don't really get the meaning of it. They just think it's a cute book. But the fact that this dragon gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then finally when someone sees it, goes back to its normal size, and they say, "Oh, it just needed to be seen." I was like, oh, it struck me, and I didn't get that till I'm 41. Like, wow. And that's sort of my hope, is like, I mean, that's an incredible book, but to be able to touch parents in that way. Yeah.
Well, I love it. Well, you have put that out into the world, and the world is better for it. And I appreciate this conversation, Dan. Before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners where they can find you online, where they can find the book, and then we'll say goodbye.
Sure. You can find me online at my clinic that I run, assuredpsychology.com. So www.assuredpsychology.com. You can buy the book right there. And then, or you can follow me on our social media with Assured Psychology, or you can buy it on where you buy books, Amazon, Indigo, all the things. Just type Badger and Turtle. And actually, if you YouTube Badger and Turtle, I created an adult version of a video, animated adult version, to teach, because I told so many hundreds of couples this that I thought I'll just make a video so I don't have to keep saying it. And so you can YouTube it to see the adult, not adult as in adult content, but more mature version of the learning. But yeah, just on Amazon or wherever you buy your books. And if you want to follow us online or anything, it's all under Assured Psychology, except for on Amazon and Indigo. Then you just type Badger and Turtle.
Excellent. Well, we will have those links in our show notes and on our website. And thanks for taking the time to come on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Chase. It was really enjoyable.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest, as well as any of their recommendations, will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idopodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day Happy Couple Challenge, we really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner, or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.